housing, and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, the last Monday in July, July 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, did we have a great weekend. Nothing to do with the campaigns. Just partied all weekend. We had another great event. God bless us with gorgeous weather this weekend. Saturday, got there early. Thank you so much to all the volunteers, Jeff and his son Tristan. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I just can't thank everybody enough. Carla Bart, Tracy Wheeler, especially Tracy, my God. The appetizers she brought, the way they ran the kitchen, left the place spick and span, just absolutely greatly appreciate that. Barb Ajima, Dave Ajima's wife, served people. Christian Marcus was there, State Representative candidate. He was serving the pork. I want to thank Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Man, he did a phenomenal job on that pork. It was excellent. The food all came together. The music was perfect. We had a great time. I want to thank Rob Curtis of the Trump Unity Bridge. It was fantastic. Missy, my Peer Health Solutions, was there. She scanned a few people at the event. Missy, my Peer Health Solutions, truckerrandyhealth.com. She came all the way from Battle Creek. She scanned Bill Bailey. Tracy Wheeler is getting realigned through the program. We're excited. Things are happening. But a little side story was our very own Randy Walker, our guy who is a vendor contractor with the Postal Service up there in the, I think, Lansing-Brutus area. He wanted to make a point of bringing over his guest, Teresa, his lady friend that he brought to the event. We got to meet her. But most importantly, he shared a story about how they met. I'm not going to go into all the details, but I believe it was a God thing. Perfect timing in Randy's life, perfect timing in Teresa's life. And I got to be honest, yesterday, Sunday, Vicky and I chose to ride the motorcycle up to Neil Friske's event in Petoskey. Gorgeous day. Man, was it hot. It was even hot on the motorcycle. Doing 60 miles an hour, no helmet. It was a beautiful day. The wind blowing through our hair. It was awesome. We get to the event, and who's there? Tom and Karen Curtis. And Tom was at the fun shoot, pig roast, and I didn't even see him. I didn't even get a chance to talk to him. He said he was so busy talking to people all day. It was a great event on Saturday. But they were there on Sunday, and so was Randy Walker and Teresa. So I'm on the motorcycle and cleaning it up a little bit, and she walks over with Randy, and I said, "Hey, Teresa," the little voice says, "ask her if she's ever been for a ride on a motorcycle. You ever ridden a motorcycle?" "No, I haven't." I said, "Well, come on, jump on the back. I'll take you for a ride." And I got to be honest, I lied to her. I said I was only going to take her for a ride in the parking lot. Well, that was just to get her on the bike. We pulled out on the 31. I thought we were just staying in the parking lot. I punched it a little to get going with the traffic. And man, she hung on for dear life. It was fun. But the story was great. And I just wanted to share that with you. If you missed the events, Saturday's Fun Shoot Pig Roast and Neil Friske's event, it was awesome weekend. We'll finish up on the other side. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electspalver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Where do we go from here now that all of
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, longtime sponsor. He's building a new warehouse factory out in Minnesota. The current old warehouse that he had, he went through some legal issues with the landlords and basically lost the lease. They wanted to take him out. So he said, you know what? I'll build a new state-of-the-art warehouse. Wants to get rid of all the old inventory. Wants to get it gone, sell it, be done with it, and start moving their production into the new warehouse probably about the first or second week in September. I'll be reaching out to him, seeing how it's going. But basically, folks, giving us an opportunity to get 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off certain items at MyPillow.com. All you do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. I highly recommend getting the new pillow, MyPillow 2.0, two sets of the Giza Dream Sheets, and a set of the towels. The bath towels, the hand towels, and the washcloths are phenomenal. That's a minimum. Get some slippers. Put whatever you want in the cart. Go to checkout. When you see the price, you're going to freak out. Those are retail prices without any promo codes. His entire marketing advertising program is set up that way on purpose. Highly doubt anybody pays full retail. Some could. I don't believe it. So look at the number, then go to the promo code box and put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space. 2 R's side by side. Trucker Randy. Hit apply. See how much you save. If it's over $100, you get free shipping. Very simple. If you want me to text you the information, just text me MP for my pillow. Folks, you are going to love these pillows, these sheets, and these towels are phenomenal. The slippers, we love it all. Rob Curtis of the Trump Unity Bridge stayed in our guest bedroom upstairs with a MyPillow topper. We had to go wake him up Sunday morning. He was dead asleep up there. So greatly appreciate that. Text me, MP, and we'll send you the contact info. The 800 number, if you don't have access to a computer, 800-654-9659. If you call that number, the Trucker Randy promo code automatically uploads into it, and you get the discount over the phone. You can ask her, him or her, whatever questions you want about the products. They'll take your call. They'll answer all your questions. They'll tell you how much the retail price is. Tell them Trucker Randy promo code. They already have it pulled up on that 800 number. You'll get the discount. See how much you can save. Check it out. If it's too much still, after the discount, cancel the order. Say, I'm not interested. They'll work with you. They'll make it right. So text me, MP. We'll get you all the information. I want to start off with Saturday, the event. We had a lot of people who paid who didn't show up. Last minute things happen. I get it. We had some volunteers that were going to come, had some medical issues. I get it. If you were there, you were meant to be there. The people that needed to be there heard the speakers. Great speakers, by the way. Ian Murphy gave a great recant of his legal battle against the state of Michigan and why he's staying in the fight because of us, his employees, not because of him, because he said so many people come up to him and thank him for what he's doing. He says, it's not me, it's you. I did this for you, your family, your rights, my employees, the community of Gaylord in northern Michigan. Don't thank me. I want to thank you. He almost got choked up, actually. Josh Saul, running in the primary against Congressman Jack Bergman. Great little radio interview we did up front in front of everybody. Questions from the audience. It was awesome. And then my former county commissioner here in Antrim County, Kristen Marcus, is running for the 105th against Ken Borton. He got up and spoke, answered some questions. It was great. Played some great music, had some great food. People were out on the target range practicing. Dr. Jeff came all the way from the Sioux Animal Hospital, Sioux St. Marie. Unfortunately, he came by himself. He couldn't share it with his kids or anybody, but great event. He brought his bad boy, unbelievable, 5.95 caliber octagon long barrel rifle, lever action. It is a, I believe he called it a buffalo gun. Heck, this thing could have been an elephant gun. It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. He had a good time. Carrot cake turned out great this year. It was awesome. But the one thing that really came across is the people who were supposed to be there were there. We're going to have it again next year, August 23rd. Put it in your calendar. It'll be the fourth Saturday in August, right before Labor Day. We did it early this year because of the upcoming August 6th primary. I wanted you guys to hear from Josh Saul, Kristen Marcus, and it is official. Of those people attending, we had three targets set up on the 22 range, short range rifle range where they put the signs up. Mike Rogers, Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell, Justin Amash. Well, the results are in. Mike Rogers got three votes. I have the picture of it in my phone. If you'd like to see it, I'll text it to you. Justin Amash got one sympathy vote. Somebody put a shot in Justin Amash's target because they felt sorry for him. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, of the people who actually shot over 115 to 120 shots in Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's target. I have pictures of all three. Before and after, before we started voting, and after, and then up close on the targets themselves. If you'd like them, text me targets. And I'll send you the targets for the U.S. Senate vote shoot that we did at the event. Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell, hands down, won it easily. But most importantly, there were some things, conversations that took place that I think people need to know about. If you weren't there, for one, there's a real sense that people are fed up. They don't trust politicians as far as you can throw them. They are fed up with the incumbents. The only incumbent that is getting positive responses is Neil Friske. He'll be on with us in the next segment. The negative attack ads, the negative campaign against them, the fake BS news, corporate media, and the absolute hit piece they did on him. People are fed up. They're fed up with negative campaigning. They're fed up with these people that we elected to send to represent us and then have failed us so badly. It's time for change. People want a change. And I think they're going to do it on August 6th. I truly believe that God has his hands on this thing, and there's going to be great candidates coming out of this primary on August 6th that are going to change counties, going to change county commissioners, county clerks, county sheriffs. We're going to see a change in our elected officials, the people that we send to Lansing to represent us in the state house. I think many of the right patriot candidates are going to win. People are fed up with these guys. And do you blame us? Really? We trusted you. We believed in you. We helped you win your election. Since then, we haven't even heard from you. God knows they didn't show up at the fun shoot pig roast on Saturday. nowhere to be found. But the people were there. Rod Wheeler, Tracy Wheeler. Rod's running for county commissioner in Lake. Dar Olson, she's running for clerk in Inverness Township there in Sheboygan County. Brett Gooding's running for county commissioner in Emmett. Even though they weren't there, Timothy Jacobs, county clerk Mount Morenzie, Mike Carl, sheriff, Todd Smallenberg for the 106. They were all at events working, doing things over the weekend. The people that were supposed to be there were there. Bob Bredsky came all the way over from Presque Isle, Roger City. Jim Rieger, his son Jimmy, it was a great event. Thank you guys for coming. Maswaukee County brought, I believe, 11 or 12 people. Dan Bonamy from Crawford County brought 8. We had folks from Antrim County Republican, Sheboygan County, Tim Tarjeff. Many others came. The list is too many. But the people that were supposed to be there were there. Next year is a non-election year. It's going to be flat out a party, party, party. Now, the Patriots that we helped get elected this year will come and give us progress reports. They don't get elected and then don't show up ever again. Josh Saul already knows. Christian Marcus already knows. When they win their primaries and become our elected officials, they're going to come on the show and they're going to come to our 6th annual event next year, August 23rd, 2025, the 4th Saturday in August. Put it on your calendar. No excuses. Downstate Phyllis, I don't want to hear anything about class reunions. Sherry LaFave and others that ended up couldn't make it last minute, you will be there next year. Your health will be restored. We will absolutely win in November, and we need you to come and give us progress reports. It's going to be a blast. We will celebrate and party next year, our victory this year on August 6th. Why do I say that? Because the right candidates will be elected on August 6th, and we'll win in November. It's that simple. The Democrats don't have a chance against us. We are unified. We are going to absolutely do this. It's going to be historic. And we need you guys to be a part of it. We need you guys to be healthy, to be strong, to work the doors, to put up the signs, and win in November. That's the plan. And this weekend was officially the start of it. 9 days of early voting started on Saturday. Some people have already gone and turned in their absentee ballots. Some have voted in person. In-person voting, folks, is on right now as we speak. You can absolutely go and vote, I believe, 9 to 4, right now in your county. That's going to go until Sunday, August 4th. Then they'll have a day off Monday, August 5th, getting ready for Election Day on Tuesday, August 6th. This is it, baby. It is crunch time. Get rid of every sign you have. Do not leave any signs anywhere. Put them out there, pepper them all over the place. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the microphone at noon today, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to stay out until dark. That's it for the first half hour. Neil Friske, state representative from the 107th, will be on in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team. Covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Ingham County Community Health Centers have overspent this year by at least $4 million, and leaders will be considering layoffs and closing some of their 13 health centers to resolve the financial crisis. The community health centers fall under the Ingham County Health